And what a wonderful privilege to be back in Augusta again tonight. Happy to be with Pastor and Sister Worth and the church family. And I cannot say enough good about your pastor, a man that I have been privileged to know and be a friend of his for many years. And so thankful that over the last few years, the Lord has allowed us to connect from different areas of the country and be able to cross paths here again and again and again. Also, I want to say a special thank you to Brother Worth and the church family for your ongoing and continual support of the Smiths missionary endeavors. I can't tell you how very much that means to us. It is a tremendous blessing. And with the help of the Lord, we try to make every offering count. We try to make it as beneficial as possible. This past, since I was here 1 year ago, it's actually been about 53 weeks ago I was here. And in that period of time, we have completed 17 missions, and I suppose have traveled into about 11 or 12 different countries, because some of the missions were repeat missions twice during this past 12 months, and we were in Ethiopia three different times. Reaching into so many different other countries, I suppose reaching into somewhere as close to 30 different countries of the impact that is being made. So your missionary dollars are definitely being stretched to accomplish a great work for the Lord, not because it's Sister Smith and myself doing the work, but because the Lord goes with us, and because he opens doors, and he makes it possible for us to cross paths with people who are hungry for truth, hungry for the Word of God, hungry for what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And so we have seen many, many ministers from various church backgrounds sit under the teaching of the apostolic doctrine over the last 12 months. And as a result, they've embraced the truth and been baptized in much water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And we've seen hundreds of people receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is evidence, just like the Bible says, as people speak with other tongues, as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. You may be seated. Our most recent missions would have been to the Caribbean island nations of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And in the services that were held in those two countries, as a result, there were 57 people that were baptized in Jesus' name. There were another 11 in Haiti ready to be baptized, but on the day of the baptism, the road was closed. They couldn't make it. They've been baptized since. That would have been 68 people baptized as a result of the services. There were 139 people that received the infilling of the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues in those various meetings and teaching sessions. And so, again, your giving is having an impact upon people in various parts of the world. Not only in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Earlier this year, we've been to Kenya, we've been to Ethiopia. In the month of February, I was in India for two different missions there, different parts of India. and as a result of those meetings, saw several Trinitarian ministers embrace this truth of God's Word and go to the waters of baptism, calling on the name of Jesus. And there were a total of 36 people that were baptized in Jesus' name right there in a Hindu nation where people serve so many different gods. But to introduce them to the true and the living God, to help them to know that Jesus Christ is the mighty God who came in flesh, and they reach out to embrace that truth and to allow him to become real in their lives. What a wonderful privilege it is. I've also been to the Philippines so far this year, and the Lord willing, and helping Sister Smith and I to make it from Hutchinson, we'll leave Saturday afternoon after the second session, and we'll drive back to Dayton, which is somewhere between 820 and 850 miles, depending on our routing. And I'll preach there Sunday night and Monday night, and Tuesday of this coming week, we'll board the plane and leave for Africa again. And your pastor has put it very, very clearly that we never know what awaits us when we head into various parts of the world. It's a day of turmoil. It's a day of unrest. It's a day of uncertainty. I've been in countries where we got out just before there were mass bombings. We were in Kenya when that terrorist bombed the mall area there, and a number of people were killed. We had left just hours from the city of Nairobi when that bombing took place. And we were also in Kenya just a couple of years ago when terrorists hit in the eastern part of the country and 140 some people were killed. We had just left from Kenya to go to Ethiopia. I've been in countries when turmoil and chaos broke out and needed to board a plane and get out of the country. And there are times when that isn't possible. So when I say it isn't possible to board a plane. So we sincerely covet your prayers and believe that the Lord would go with us, that the Lord will shield us from unexpected danger. I've told people many times, I don't go just to make a trip. I'm not on a vacation. I'm going to do the work of God. And if he doesn't go with me, then I don't want to go. If it's not the Lord leading the way, then there's no purpose in me going at all. Because he is the one that draws people to him. It's by the power of his Spirit. So pray much for us if you would. Again, thank you for your consistent support and giving Brother Worse from this church. It is a tremendous help and blessing to us to do what we're doing. I had a pastor ask me not long ago. He looked at me, he said, Brother Smith, how do you do all that you do in missionary travel? How are you able to do it financially? I said, Brother, to be honest with you, all I can say is that God provides it. Because I said, I don't sit down to figure out where the money's going to come from. It's just every time we're ready to make the trip, the funds are there. And the Lord takes care of it. When I transitioned out of my pastoral role of nearly of over 38 years, and we did that over 6 years ago, I knew we were doing what God wanted us to do. I thought everything was arranged in such a way there would be no concern or question about the financial means until just a few weeks thereafter the bottom fell out. And then, you know, my head was spinning until I could get out of the fog and realize it was God that called me to make the transition and do what we're doing. So it would be God that would provide the means for us to continue doing what He wanted us to do. And He has never failed us. Let me tell you, He has never failed us. I want to encourage somebody tonight, because when you do what God wants you to do right here in your local church, God's not going to let you down. There may be times when you feel like the load gets heavy. There may be times when you feel like you're doing more. How can I do any more than I'm doing? I'll tell you this. What we do as unto the Lord. I know the one who multiplied the loaves and the fish. There wasn't enough to feed a family, let alone 5,000 men plus the women and the children. But the Lord asked His disciples, "How much bread do you have?" Well, they went to see, because He said, "Go and see." And they came back and said, "Well, it's not much, but there's a lad among us that has 5 small loaves and 2 fish." They brought it to Jesus, and He got His hands on it, and He blessed it. And He broke it, and He distributed it to His disciples, and they passed it to the people. And all the people did eat, and the Bible said they were filled. And then Jesus told the disciples to gather up the fragments or the leftovers, and they gathered up 12 baskets full from what was 5 small loaves of bread, a small 5 small pieces of bread and 2 fish to begin with. I'm just telling you, when you think you're doing more than you can do, you commit that to the Lord. And you let Him make the difference. You allow Him to do what needs to be done. My wife and I were getting ready to leave. We were way up in the Northeast, the second week of July, which has now been 4 weeks ago. And we had to be preaching by Thursday night in Stuttgart, Arkansas. 1,800